Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing, low tech and on the road from Amsterdam, for Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. In the Tiergarten murder case, the general prosecution is working on getting the main suspect back to Germany. The Russian man was arrested in Poland a couple of days ago. Prosecution spokesperson Martin Steltner said that the cooperation with the Polish authorities has been outstanding so far, but the decision on the further steps have to be made by the Polish side. Last week, the 60-year-old victim was found not far from the restaurant where she had been meeting friends. Due to the autopsy, the incident could be identified as a violent crime. Several hundred nurses at the Charité University Hospital in Berlin continued their strike on Tuesday. Employees demand more staff and a minimum number of seats at each station. At the moment, strikers have no conversation with the hospital management. The main problem is that the conclusion of an emergency service agreement has been denied. This is how the hospital management is trying to hinder the strike, stated Verdi spokesman Andreas Spleinmann at the request of the German press agency. Today, a demonstration at the Federal Ministry of Health in Friedrichstrasse will be held at 5 p.m. Strikes of the Charité and employees from other Berlin and Brandenburg hospitals want to demonstrate for more staff and relief in hospitals. The march is scheduled to start at 3 p.m. at the Charité Campus Virchow. In July, Verdi had asked hospitals to negotiate a collective agreement on the workload. Unfortunately, some employers have shown no willingness to provide relief for the employees, said Verdi's Federal Executive Committee chairperson, Sylvia Buller. Therefore, employees in hospitals in Bavaria, Hesse, North Rhine-Westphalia, Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, and Lower Saxony were also called to strike. Instead of paying their fare early Sunday morning from Skalatzerstrasse to the Pankstrasse U-Bahn, four young women threatened their 28-year-old taxi driver with a knife. The four women escaped, and the man followed them in the subway to the Osloer Strasse stop. When the driver again demanded his money, the women threatened him with beatings and pepper spray. All suspects have now been named as the police searched for the women with pictures from a surveillance camera at the Osloer Strasse station. A tip led the investigators to the track of three women. They are 18 and 20 years old. The fourth, a 19-year-old, turned herself into a police station in Mitte. The Berlin police had several tips in the past weeks after the release of the surveillance camera photos. As reported by Berlin police, someone found a bag containing 14,000 euro in the U-Bahn. The honest student handed it over to Police Precinct 47. The owner was obviously happy and full of thanks. Further details on the find were not available. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.